As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Braves back at it tonight against the Diamondbacks. Spencer Strider on the mound, but made news yesterday on their off day. Brandon Adams will join us in 20 minutes as well. We'll talk some college football with him, some Georgia football, as we always do on Tuesdays at 1:20. And we'll wrap things up at 1:40. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well with an AMA.
Bo was talking about the baseball, he said Auburn. I saw this question, and I was trying to – I wish I would have saved it. They were talking about, like, if you look at the big – three sports in a college, usually football, basketball, baseball.
Right.
And they had like the greatest players of each sport at each school.
Okay.
And they were talking about Auburn.
Yeah. Because
you think about football, obviously Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Basketball, Charles Barkley, and then baseball,
Frank Thomas.
I was like,
and they were all there at the same time.
They were all there at the same time.
Right.
And I'm thinking like, where the hell would they go? Like, that is unreal.
It's unreal.
That all three of those
Three guys.
Yes.
Right. Because they're all just
all-time
freaks.
Greats.
And they're
all-time
freaks.
Greats.
Like,
yes.
I mean, just like physical, like specimens in their sport.
Yeah.
That probably, and this is like, you know, obviously sports were still big business back then.
Yes.
That was costing them money feeding those guys.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
That's
But my and hell, he made the right damn decision, no doubt about it. But what if Frank Thomas would have been at football?
Yeah. Like, what's he like a defensive lineman or something like that?
Something like
offensive
that.
Lineman,
I mean,
maybe.
They call him that dude.
The Big Hurt.
That is a big ass dude. But yeah, when he said that Auburn, I was like, damn, I did see that question yesterday when you talk about the best three like pro players when they were all in, they all went to the same college. I was like, damn, all time great. So yeah, thinking about them three at the school at the same time, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Auburn gets some dudes down there.
Yeah.
Auburn's get some all time great. I've been to Auburn, it ain't all that.
I had a nice time. I was only there for one night.
Yeah, I was fine.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm moving there or anything like
Auburn's
that.
Fine. I just like I always talk about Auburn.
Yeah, it was okay.
He's probably out there listening.
We went to that bar we had no business being.
Yeah, exactly.
College bar.
You and damn Jackson.
Yeah, we walked in there, and walked out. We were like, we're the oldest people in here by a decade plus. We got to get out of here. This is embarrassing.
Weird. That is the weirdest thing in the world to me is doing because I got daughters and everything. So what am I like? That's like hanging out with my child. Like
yeah.
I can't be in here.
Nope.
Let me find me some people with gray like me.
That's what we did.
Yeah,
we were like, we had one drink. We're like, this is not a good vibe. This is not where we need to be. And then we walked over to the other bar because there's only a couple.
There's only two of them, three, right.
And that was a little bit more grown-ups in there.
There you go.
So, yeah, we had that. It was fun. It was nice.
There you go.
And then we texted we stayed at, I don't know what hotel we were staying at, the Graduate or something like that. I think that's what it was called. They had a golf cart guy.
Right.
You text him and he'd come pick you up.
Really?
Yeah. So we texted this kid, and he was like, we're ready to go now. We're at this bar. He drove the golf cart down the main street there in Auburn, picked us up, drove us back.
Really?
It was awesome.
Golf cart life.
Yeah, it was great.
It's just special right there.
Wouldn't you love to be able to commute on a golf cart.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm still, and you know, I've given up that dream.
Why? Don't give up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I don't really go nowhere that requires a golf cart. Like, I would just ride around my neighborhood in a golf cart.
That wouldn't make sense. But who knows? You might not live there forever. You'll live in a neighborhood where the golf cart would make sense.
After this house, dude, I'm going to the islands.
Perfect place to have a golf cart.
I'm living on the beach. I'm Swiss Family Robinson ready.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't have a golf cart if you're Swiss Randy Robinson.
Yeah, man. I'm Swiss Randy Robinson ready.
Yeah.
Like, still.
I still have the dream of, and it'd probably be in retirement, of living somewhere where you need it. Because I'm getting up in the morning, I'm driving to the golf course.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play nine before we have to go do some other old people stuff. I don't know what we're going to be doing.
Old people stuff?
Who knows? I don't know. What do you do? Garden?
You garden now.
I know.
But you're not old. Older. No.
I'm aging.
Yeah, you're not, you know, aging.
You know what Lily says? Getting older every day.
That she tells you?
Yes. Like, so are you.
So are you.
Everyone is.
But I mean,
Time works forward.
That's not an insult to a four-year-old.
It's not an insult to me.
Yeah, but no, you don't.
I am getting older every day.
Old people stuff is not garden, because you garden.
Okay, what is it?
Like shuffleboard.
I'd be down.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds fun.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't, because I ain't old. So, because it was crazy because there was a poll on. They said the United States happiest states or cities or whatever, and Utah was number one.
Okay.
And then they went by the retirement community. Because Idaho was number two. And they were talking about they based it off of various things, but every one of the lead context of the question was where the retirement villages and communities are. And I was like, really? Utah? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
a lot of mountains.
I mean, yeah. And you've been to Idaho, right?
Yeah. In Idaho.
What's in Idaho?
Mountains.
Okay. So is it mountains that are, you know, you glance at them?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. I mean, sure. There's some good nature.
I'm guessing they took this poll like in June or July,
curious.
Not like January.
Well, people like
people,
you know,
like snow.
You like the winters up there.
But
it's like a real winter with snow and stuff like that.
But yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying. But I think it's something to do with the retirement. Like, you could, I told my kids, don't put me in no retirement community. I'm gonna be hell on wheels in there.
Oh yeah, because you know what happens at the retirement.
You know what I'm saying,
community.
Dog? I'm gonna have them all in love.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
you promo code Andy.
Don't put me in one of them damn communities. Because I have a golf cart then. Right around. Hey, Miss Dorothy. Them cookies ready.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Where it goes down.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Breaking hips.
Yep.
Brought to you by QC Kinetic Non-Surgical Treatment for Joint Pain.
Bow! Call me the hip crack.
You know, look, you guys know this. I look a lot at run differential and things like that. I look at expected wins and losses. You know, our expected one loss record is 31-27. Our actual is our actual, and I don't want to run from that. But you do have to look under the hood at times. And we've played a ton of close games. We know that. We've seen them. You guys all covered the team. And I believe we're better than we've played.
Yes.
We're not getting blown off the field by any stretch. There's just been a lot of close games and a lot of little things that have impacted us. And those are the things that we need to tighten up. And from my standpoint, anywhere that we think we can tighten up and get better, and unfortunately we love Tui, but we think Freddie Gonzalez at third base, because he's such a good, accomplished third base coach. And again, if he's not available, we're probably not having this call tonight.
Yeah, bell game. Now, I didn't hear that clip right there.
Yeah.
When we talked earlier in the show about...
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. Because him saying if he wasn't available, yes, there were conversations. Like, you want to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah. That conversation was... This was not a, let's do this right now. No, this was a process. And I don't know when that meeting was or whenever. But it's
when they played in Philadelphia.
And how long ago was that?
Like a week and a half.
Okay. So you're telling me that if he's
remember
not,
there was a rain delay on Wednesday.
That's right.
Perfect time to go hang out with an old friend.
So if that's the case... Oh, why was he in Philly?
Playing the Philly. Oh, why was he there?
Yeah.
That's where the umpire thing is.
Okay. So
that's what Freddie Gonzalez was doing.
Okay,
he was grading umpires.
So it all lined up for him to be in this position. Because just like he said, if he's not available, so that means you had to ask him if he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He's available because he's not on his staff right now.
And it's the first time he hasn't been on a bench,
yes,
either as a manager or a bench coach in years.
Yes.
Like,
and so
decades.
He's available, and you have a issue at a certain spot. Now, there's other issues. So I was wondering if he sat down with like a shortstop or something.
Right.
Yeah. I know that's illegal and all that
any
stuff.
Any old shortstops you can have lunch with during a rain delay? Yeah.
Is there any shortstops around or somebody like that?
Yeah, because let's be honest about it. Look, like, it's no secret. We talked about it yesterday, like, and a million times. Third base coach was a problem. Like, yes. There was some mistakes that were made there. It's got to be bad in order for everyone to be talking about it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not something I ever remember covering.
Like, that's like the snapper.
Exactly.
That's like the snapper.
It's the thing you only talk about when it's not good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
So, clearly, Matt Tuiasosopo had not been doing a great job as far as sending guys. And there was just a lot of base-running stuff that was bad. Hopefully, this cleans that up. Was that the Braves' biggest problem?
No.
God, no. There's way bigger problems that this team has right now. Those are harder to fix because they require trades or guys simply
playing better.
Getting back to playing better and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I have no problem with them addressing an issue that they have, but that's as far as I can go with it. I can't be like, all right, this is going to fix stuff.
Right.
I hope.
No. I mean, if this is one of those things where you gain runs more because of his greatness as a third base coach. Also, you know, his experience, like I said, 30 years. He's seen a lot of ball.
Yep.
He knows how to maybe help somebody with something that, you know, it could benefit them as far as everything. He's going to be working with the infield. He's going to obviously, Snit is the manager and everything like that. And this was established. It was said that this is Snit, does everything and all that. Freddie's not here to – I don't want to say input because you, as a manager, as a head coach or whatever, you take input from your managers and your assistants and all those different things. But as far as like the actual managing, it's all Snit.
I will say too, like when things were at their best, I don't know what period of time you want to consider the best, but obviously right now and last year aren't that. There was a lot more experience on the coaching staff.
True.
Like Ron Washington going and taking the job in California.
And taking EY with him.
And Eric Young going with him as well. Like those are guys that have been in baseball for years and years and have been managers and obviously then now third base coaches. Ron Washington working with the infielders and all that kind of stuff. Bringing back some experience on the coaching staff seems like a good thing because Tuiasosopo, I mean, they had to have had high thoughts for him in the organization to have him be the AAA manager and then move him up to third base coach. That's what Snit did.
Yes.
That was sort of the Snit path of being in the – and I bet Tui at one point over the last couple of years had to think about that. It's like, look, this guy did this and then got promoted to manager.
Obviously.
I don't know how far away he ever was from that, but certainly further away now.
What do we know about this organization and this team?
They promote from within.
Yeah, they promote with – they promote and they reward from within.
They do.
And so, yeah, I would have did the same damn thing, you know, because that was the path of everybody else. Now, the Braves way, a lot of those people are gone. You know, Snitch still here and everything like that. But, I mean, that's why I'm not saying this is his last year, whatever, but go get somebody that ain't been here.
That would be fine.
Yeah, go get somebody that ain't here.
Yeah, it would be some fresh ideas, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like it's so hard to say like Snit's whatever, like his philosophy is wearing thin or whatever. I just think the roster has gotten worse year over year the last couple of years.
How does your philosophy hit the damn ball and do your damn job? Yeah. How is that?
Also, he's like, I think there's much more put on him being sort of the architect of the way things are built and run and the front office,
that's
too.
Not him.
Like, it's not. No. Like, this roster was built on slugging and on-base percentage because those are the things that Alex Anthopoulos believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not – they're getting on base, not at a great rate, getting on base at a decent rate. They're just not slugging and driving those guys in. There's it's always a good idea to bring in fresh ideas, to bring in – whether it's a younger guy or just – somebody who doesn't sort of have the, whether it's groupthink or it's just whatever, like who's been in, there's other smart people out there too.
Correct.
It's okay to go get them sometimes, but this is not that. This is bringing back somebody that you know very well and addressed a problem that needed to be addressed, and hopefully it makes a big difference. I don't know. Zach Gallen versus Spencer Strider tonight. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him, hosted the Dog Nation Daily Podcast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The lighters are going to be up later on, Bo. The cell phone lights.
There'll be some lighters up.
There'll be some. Oh, okay.
Oh, people, you can't do lighters anymore?
You can.
Okay.
More cell phones.
Anyway, Metallica in town tonight. Pantera opening up for them, as well as Suicidal Tendencies.
It's a hell of a damn name.
It's an attention grabber. Certainly an attention grabber.
Hell of a damn name.
20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. We'll get to you there. Brandon Adams is with us and is in studio. Now, not his normal walk-up music because we're celebrating the concert tonight. But how are you, BA? Thanks for coming in again.
I'm doing great. I've seen Metallica in concert twice, by the way. I would say that I am ranking number one as the preppiest person to ever see a Metallica show live. I think I'm the preppiest one to ever do so.
I was going to say that I wouldn't expect Metallica to be one of your favorites.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, whatever. I know you as well as I know you. I can't just make generalizations like that.
I probably don't know, like, the Metallica B-side. Like, I don't know, like, the whole history of the band. But right. There was an era, like, mid to late 90s, where they had a lot of, like, popular songs. And pretty much everybody was kind of into that for a little while.
Is Metallica in your, like, top? bands? Like,
no, okay. I mean, not certainly not anymore. But back then, I everybody knew Inner Sandman, for instance.
Yeah, right,
and so, like, that was, listen, when you're young, you don't have anything else to do. You know, like, now I don't ever go to concerts. But back then, you know, it's like, you know, that was the sort of the thing to do. And I went. James was, like, not able to sing. And so they came back and did, like, a replay show. And I went to that as well.
Sweet.
I would think, since we're talking about it, I would have, like, if you said, what's BA's, like, favorite artist, musical artist of all time?
Soundgarden.
I wouldn't have said Soundgarden. Okay. I would say, like, Tim McGraw. That would be my
so
guess.
So when I was younger, I didn't like country music at all. Oh. I like country music exclusively pretty much now. But when I was younger, kind of coming of age, I liked all, like, the classic rock stuff and things like that. I liked music that was not popular in my, like, age, right? Like, I was in the 90s. I was a teenager. But listening to, like, music from the 70s. Okay. I was doing a lot of that kind of thing.
All right,
all right. So a lot of classic rock shows back then. A bunch of old people and me. But I feel like but what's funny is if you go to college football games now – this is an interesting phenomenon, I would say. If you go to college football games now, you walk past the frat houses who are having the game day tailgate parties, the music coming out of the speakers is the same classic rock. I don't know why that is, but, like, kids in college now, especially, like, the sort of frat guy college football fan, they're actually still sort of listening to the same music that we were listening to 20 years ago and I guess has been popular since 20 years before that.
Huh.
I would say that's an interesting phenomenon, but it is definitely one that I've observed.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting.
Like, what was classic rock still is classic rock.
Very little 21st century music is getting played at these tailgate parties, the best that I can
tell. But you would think, like, that was the 90s when you're in college. Classic rock now would be Pearl Jam or something like that, but they're still listening to the Allman Brothers or whatever.
A lot of that. You know, Ozzy, you know, just all the old classic
Interesting.
Stuff.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, one thing that is changing is the playoff format every single year. Mm-hmm. And every week we talk to you, there's sort of an update in terms of what the thought process is. Where are we from an SEC perspective on what they want?
So I think since we last spoke last week, I think something really fun has happened. I think the SEC has just decided, hey, we're tired of playing nice. We're not going to be cooperative anymore. We're just going to sort of argue for what's in our best interest. And so, according to Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports, this is interesting that Georgia's actually been one of the programs that's led the way on this, I guess Alabama too, where I think, you know, there had been this chatter of, hey, we'll go to a 16-team playoff, and maybe there'll be these allocated bids, four for the SEC, four for the Big Ten, Big 12 ACC, y'all may get two each. Well, now the SEC has sort of stepped up and say, we don't like this. We don't want to settle for, air quotes here, just four bids, because we think in some years, perhaps the majority of years, we could get even more than that. And as Kirby Smart expressed last week at the SEC spring meetings, this talk of, okay, well, you'll have play-in games within your league to determine some of these playoff spots, I would say from the SEC perspective, they're saying, we don't think that's fair either. And so the SEC, I think, is now a little bit more forceful in arguing for, we'd actually like for, if it's going to be a 16-team playoff, we want all the bids to be at large. Just the 16 best teams.
Agreed.
Lane Kiffin said that within the last week. I don't know that we ever get there, but it does seem maybe as a compromise, there's some growing support for what they call like the 5+11 model, which would be five automatic qualifiers, the top five highest ranked conference champions, and then 11 at-large spots that at least in theory, you don't trust the committee necessarily, but at least in theory would go to the 11 best teams that are left over.
I was hoping that they would do that, you know, because of the simple fact we talked about it maybe a couple weeks ago. It's like, well, what if – like, if you're going off of the rankings themselves, and there's 16 teams, but there's seven of them are all Southeastern Conference teams.
Right.
Like, you're going to tell me you're going to take two of them out of there because you got to get another automatic bid from a team that's in the mid-20s?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just – why all this damn change? We talk about a lot of times here, B.A. Like, change ain't always good.
Right.
Especially in certain things where you have a certain love for – different things, because this new model is starting to change everything that we love about college football.
Yeah, I think that's true. And once it starts happening, it seems it's hard to slow it down. You certainly can't really reverse it, and it seems like it's kind of hard to slow it down. And so you got two things driving this. Obviously, there is more money to be made by the additional TV inventory, and that's one thing. But there's also some kind of like, I hate to use this word, but there's like some politics associated with this too, because nobody wants to be left out of the playoff. And ACC, Big 12, the other power leagues, in addition to the SEC and the Big Ten, they don't like feeling like they're sort of codifying the fact they are lesser leagues, and so therefore that creates some tension around this. But I think the prevailing argument, and as complicated as all this is, when you can make it simple, I think you should. I think the simple premise of the SEC is we're the only league that in order to make the playoff, you have to beat another playoff-level team to do so. For instance, Tennessee-Alabama a year ago. Tennessee beat Alabama. They made the playoff. Had Alabama beaten Tennessee, they would have made the playoff. It's the only league where the team you beat to make the playoff is also theoretically another playoff-level team, and that's why they kind of want a playoff that sort of reflects the depth of the conference.
You also have to keep some sort of auto bid, whether it's the five like you're talking about. I don't know how they'll rank them. I don't know what the buy situation will be if they do that, but that's in order to make sure that they keep the value of the conference championship game, right? Like the SEC and the Big Ten do not want to give up the value of that because that's worth a lot of money too.
Yeah, so far they're certainly saying they want to keep that in play, especially here. Y'all know what a big deal the SEC championship is. And for as much as they talk about the SEC and the Big Ten saying, we're just going to separate ourselves and go do something else, the truth is they haven't really shown a strong willingness to do that yet. So it's not just SEC Big Ten conference champion. It's the other leagues getting a chance to think they really are a part of this too, because I think for now they like the idea of the entirety of what we think of as kind of the FBS Division I kind of all being under one umbrella.
Yeah, I saw you tweeted about it, and obviously we talked about it. Well, it was mentioned yesterday about this damn baseball team. Just as far they were like, well, they overachieved this year. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
I don't know if they overachieved, but I do think when it comes to sports talk, and I love sports talk, we have to have sort of rules of engagement for sports talk. And one of those rules of engagement is you can't treat a baseball loss like a football loss.
Right.
A football favorite is bigger, stronger, faster. Therefore, you ought to be able to physically dominate your opponent. In baseball, it don't work that way. Like, you may be the favorite in the regional. You may be hosting the regional. You give up a couple runs the first inning, all that sort of goes out the window. We saw Murray State's going to the Super Regional and everything else. So, Georgia lost. I was disappointed because I really like college baseball. But you can't make some grand proclamation about that the same way you can't make grand proclamations about the Braves, because baseball just does not function as a sport the way the football does.
Yep. It's the best to me. It's my favorite one to just sort of have the length of the season, because I enjoy the ebbs and flows of the season. But it's the least conducive to sports talk radio.
Yeah.
Because the general reaction almost always is, yeah, you know, it'll be fine. There's a lot more games left.
Now, I love the overreaction.
Right.
I would say the overreactions.
Especially in college football.
I would say the overreactions are more fun than the more tempered reactions, but the more measured reactions are just more truthful.
Yeah, it is. But no one wants to hear that.
Right.
You give too many measured reactions around here, they'll fire you. A USC got a guy from Georgia. The report is they're throwing a whole bunch of money at him, which is kind of what they do, and I'm sure that it's true. What do you make of this story?
Well, if the rumors I've heard about the number of millions of dollars that it is, and then we've kind of crossed a brand new Rubicon. And what it seems like we're getting to here is a situation where I think Kirby and a lot of these SEC guys believe that when the House settlement comes into place, which is a whole other topic, that some of this is going to come to an end, that there'll be some sort of remedy for some of these outlandish compensations. I don't know that we're going to quite get there. It certainly seems like right now the SEC schools, because they've all publicly agreed, are going to try to play by the House settlement rules here of we'll allow our NIL deals to be scrutinized. But USC, in some cases Miami, and oftentimes Oregon, a lot of these programs kind of outside the SEC, it seems like they want to be really aggressive. Even in the case of USC, I mean, it's not like Mark Bowman's the difference between this like 8-4 type team winning a championship. But if this is what it takes to get him not to go to Georgia or maybe not go to Texas, we're going to spend whatever you have to do. And so it seems like a lot of this stuff with the NIL is even getting more aggressive and certainly not putting the toothpaste back in the tube on that anytime soon.
But it seems like that's what USC's been doing recently, right? But how many of those guys are actually on the field?
Well, I think their fans would say they haven't been doing it enough. This may sort of represent kind of an attempt to sort of be relevant again, because they go year one in the Big Ten. They're kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
I think they're trying, because Bowman goes to Modern Day, the big program in Santa Ana, California. I think they're trying to establish themselves as the program that gets the Southern California talent again, because they've gone a good number of years without doing that.
Right.
Oregon's kind of come on their block a little bit, and they're trying to kind of keep them out and obviously try to be a little bit more of a relevant factor as they kind of go into the future of the Big Ten.
But you're right there, Randy. It feels like they get these big recruits, and then when it finally comes time to actually go, they're like, actually, I'm going to go to Alabama.
I
think Georgia.
Appreciate that money.
Because they do get the money. Like, that's what we learned. Yes. Is like a lot of the NIL stuff is up front. You're given thousands of dollars.
I think the ink is dry on Bumble. Okay. So if they've lost this before, I think they got paper now that suggests that's not going to happen with Mark Bumble. All right.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. As always, Brandon Adams in studio here with us on Tuesdays, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter @DogNationDaily as well. Give us a call. 404-726-0929. The AMA is next. Any question, any topic, you could text us or tweet us as well. We'll wrap things up by answering your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A few phone lines available. Half of them taken. Half of them free. If you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. So get on hold. Get your question ready. And we will get to you in just a minute, but we'll start with Tobobby, who's in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
All right, so last week, Bo used Nothing's Free by Lil Jon as one of the bumper music, bumper songs coming in from a break. Growing up, absolutely loved that song. That was my jam. After I got to a certain age, I realized that song was about tricking.
Yes.
What is a song that you know you love to death as a kid, and you get older and you realize, oh, that's what that's about? Another one that everybody forgets is That Summer by Garth Brooks. That song's about him hooking up with an older woman.
Yeah, that's about sleeping with
nobody
an older lady.
Never do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her hands of leather turned to satin in a touch or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know nothing about that.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But, oh, man.
Every R&B song.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every R&B song that we were listening to at fifth grade dances or whatever, like, I listen to it now and it's like, what?
Yeah.
You ain't got to say too much. Better look in your eyes like a day you want it. Whoa. Singing that?
You ain't got to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it got. But, yeah, I'll definitely say that.
Pony by Genuine.
God, I'm so damn old, but like, oh man, I be, that's what I be doing. But I was like, what do you,
yeah, what does he mean?
What do you mean?
Like a golf course?
Yeah.
No, I know. There's so many songs. Yeah. I was like, and I was 10?
Yeah.
You're singing this thing loudly?
What are you?
My bedroom?
What are you talking about?
You're doing?
So what? You be what? That's what you be what?
Yeah, no, man. There's a lot of songs. Or the other one that'll happen too sometimes is like you'll hear a song on the radio forever when you're younger.
Yes.
And then you finally hear the unedited version of it, and it's like, dang, that is way different.
Yes.
There's a lot in there that they edited out. Like the whole song was edited out.
It was nasty as hell.
It's really nasty. Yeah. So a lot of songs. A lot of songs are like that. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
My question is, I guess sticking with the theme of the content tonight, have you ever went to a show, but you weren't there to see the main band, but you were only there to see the opening band, and when the opening band got done, you actually left? I've actually got two. It was a Love and Rocket show, but I was only there to see Orgy. And then it was a Judas Priest show, and I was only there to see Steel Panther. When Steel Panther was done, we got on out.
I've never done that. I've never done that. I've had it happen where I had never heard of the opening act before, and then I heard it's like, dang,
bam,
that's a great band.
Yes.
And then they kind of go on to be bigger or something like that down the road. I've never left. Now, we saw Luke Combs and Eric Church at Mercedes-Benz a number of years ago. And we were really excited to see Luke Combs. We wanted to see both of them. And this was kind of before Luke Combs became like the biggest star in country music.
Right.
He was very big, but he wasn't like kind of there yet. And he blew the doors off that place.
Right.
And it was like kind of sucks. I mean, Eric Church is great.
Yes.
But following what Luke Combs did was probably a little bit tough that night.
Right.
And I've since seen Eric Church, and he's done other concerts that I thought were a lot better than that. But that was one where I saw the opening act, and I was like, yeah, opening act was better than the main guy. The opening act killed it tonight.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I remember when I went and saw Anthony Hamilton, like right when his first album dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember we were there because he was he was Frankie Beverly now.
Mm-hmm.
He was an open act before them.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
so
cool.
Yeah, and so it was a lot of older people there. So a lot of people didn't know Anthony like that. I knew. I was like, because I knew his music and stuff. And watching him, I was like, damn.
This guy's about to be a
this
star.
This guy's about to be a damn star. Because I had his first album coming where I'm from. And then he's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, ooh.
That was his first album?
No, not coming from where I'm from. Oh, God. I was just listening to damn Anthony Hamilton yesterday. One with Charlene on it. And he came out.
I thought that was that.
Did that come out from?
I think so. I think those are on the same album.
Okay, just maybe just forget what I was just saying. But yeah, when he came out there, because he came out with that Charlene and like.
Great song.
Come on home.
It's a great song.
To me. Baby. Oh. And he's always had a nappy beard, by the way.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Some people can get away with it.
Yes.
Some people can't.
Yeah.
Al is in Marietta. Hey, Al.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Randy, I was on there. Radio listening to you. At those Randy Mac shake joints.
Yes.
Let me know, man, what's going to be on that menu? You know, Magic City has the lemon pepper wings,
okay.
And they're famous for their wings.
Right.
What would be at Randy Mac shake joint? I'm going to start it off by saying I know you like that poke.
Yes.
So I know we're going to have some fried poke chops in there.
Yes, definitely.
That's what you have in there.
Yeah, definitely fried poke chops with the white bread. Definitely with that. It's just going to be a pork-a-thon. Anything poke, we're going to cook it.
Okay.
All right, that's what it is.
Feet?
If it's pig, we cook it.
Everything that's, but the oink.
Yeah, everything but the damn oink. And if you need that air fried, we'll find it. Yeah. Matter of fact.
Pork only.
That's it. No. We didn't have no salad.
No chicken.
No
beef.
No chicken wings. No beef. No nothing. It's just going to be nothing but swine. All right? Nothing but swine.
What's on the drink menu?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to keep that real versatile. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want nobody thinking I discriminate against the drinks. All right? So, yeah, we're going to have what I like.
You're going to discriminate against some drinks.
No. We might have some cats who, you know, and you know, I've changed my stance on them seltzer things. I ain't going to drink them.
You can get a seltzer?
I ain't going to drink
them. At Randy Mac's Shakehouse?
Yeah, because if that's going to bring the customers.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, you are a business.
I don't know. You got to ask them.
You can get a Truly and a pork chop sandwich? Yeah. Those things don't pair.
I know, dog. And I'm trying to think. Like, I know Shakers. Well, again, shakers were different than they are now. Like, back at the end of the day, shakers were different. Now, these shakers, they might like guys who drink seltzers. I know back in the day, them shakers back in the day, they ain't mess with brothers who...
What'd you have to drink?
You gotta drink that hard. Like, you could go over to no shaker talking about you got a damn Manhattan. You know what I mean? What's that you drinking there? Manhattan?
Lemon drop.
Yeah, lemon drop. You can't get no shaker
an apple
with no
tea.
Lemon drop. Now you can. With the glass.
With the glass.
With the glass.
404-726-0929. Few phone lines available if you want to jump on.
You can do that.
Vicky is in Alpharetta. Hey, Vicky.
Hey there. Hey. I'm super excited. I'm taking my 18-year-old son tonight to see Metallica.
Oh, that's very awesome. Excited. That's awesome.
I am excited. I have never been to the Mercedes-Benz, though, and are all the vendors open for concerts just like football games? And what would you recommend to take myself to that maybe be a step above your hamburgers?
Okay, thanks, Vicky. Yeah, Bo gives us the full head nod that all the vendors are going to be open.
Yes.
I mean, there's no shortage of options. There's all kinds of great stuff in there.
A ton of food item options in Mercedes-Benz, and also depends on what end of the stadium
you're
sitting.
I could not imagine eating at a concert. I mean, like going to them concession stand. I want to see everything that a band does.
Yeah.
Everything. I want to see them take down stuff, set it up.
I don't know that I've ever eaten at a concert.
Yeah, I'll try that. I don't know.
I mean, intermission, you go get some drinks.
Yeah,
you
that's
get a couple
it.
So you can bring it
that's
back
about,
to the seat with you. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's not something I would commonly do. I'm sitting in a place with a buffet tonight, so we're going to eat.
Oh.
But,
fancy.
My bad, dog.
I didn't know we were not general admission.
Yeah.
I don't go to too many food vendors, though, when I go to concerts at, like, Lakewood and things like that. So it's mostly all drinks.
It's going to be rocking.
We usually eat right before, do a little bit of pre-gaming.
Is you and Mama going?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that should be a good time.
What's the seats? I mean, can you divulge or no?
Oh, no. We're in the Harris Club on the 50-yard line. So we're one level up, and we have, buffet inside and whatnot.
Free drinks?
Included, yeah.
Oh, man, that's why you're taking tomorrow
really
off.
Taking tomorrow off.
Food and drinks included. Yeah.
What a genius.
Yeah, from a good friend of mine at the Truist Club also has tickets in Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, cool.
So whenever I want to go to Falcons game or whatever, I hit him up. And they're a little kind of pricey, but well worth it.
Especially if it's your favorite band.
It's your favorite band.
You might as well go
they're
the
playing
extra
on
mile.
The 50-yard line. My seats are on the 50-yard line.
Oh, is that right? They're playing in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they're
do you bring earplugs and stuff?
Nah, I probably should, but no.
Oh. I'm good.
All right. Juwan is in Flowery Branch. Hey, Juwan.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Second time caller. Love the show.
Love you.
Real quick, Randy, we got to do better. We got to get you off the iPhone SE.
No.
Anything pre-COVID?
No.
Is not.
No.
Why?
No.
Why? What's
no,
wrong with it?
No.
What do you got?
No,
stock in Apple?
No. I bet if your ass fell in the pool, your phone won't work the next day. This thing that fell in the ocean, that fell in two pools. All right? And it's still ticking.
Yeah. Also, like, what's the difference?
Y'all better stop.
You're making calls and texts.
Hold on, Juwan, because this is what happened. And this is what made me. So I love my children. But I was about to elbow him in the face the other day. Because I'm talking about, I was asking him to type something for me. He's like, well, Dad, your screen is kind of small. My screen is small. Well, I really can't. I was going to elbow him dead in his jaw. Yeah. Like the elbow him dead in his damn jaw.
I like that my
y'all
screen
better
is small.
Stop. Y'all
that's
better,
one of the things I like about my phone.
It ain't that.
My phone's tiny. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thank you,
it's
Juwan.
The smallest iPhone
I got. What else
Juwan's
got
a question.
What
hey, what's up, Juwan?
Got you. Two questions. What is the name of the podcast and what time does it air?
Okay.
And for Andy, what is the best golf course for a golfer that is just starting out?
Ah. I'm happy you asked.
Oh, look at him. Hey, Juwan, he lit up then.
The best golf course for a beginner and for advanced golfers as well. But it would be Bobby Jones Golf Course right up there in Buckhead.
Hell yeah, dude.
They've got an excellent practice facility. The course is very nice and well maintained.
There you go.
They even have a restaurant called Boone's.
There you go.
Which is you may hear more about this golf course in the near future.
There you go.
But no, seriously though, Bobby Jones is a really great place to start because the practice facility is great. You should practice a lot because there's nothing wrong with practicing before you play.
I saw somebody let out a Boone. A dog like Boone at the airport, like at the where you sit before the gate,
just uh-huh.
like we were talking about wearing your kids out or whatever.
Yeah,
man, that damn dog was like he's on a racetrack.
You'd have to.
I was like, goodness, and then he stopped. I was like, oh, that's Boone.
Yeah,
dude, Like, he has that kind of pent-up energy?
Every day.
Shoo!
Every single... I got into running, basically, because I had to. Otherwise, like, he was going to wreck my
Nico
house.
Big ass eventually will get tired.
Not Boone.
Yeah, Nico want to do nowadays sit in front of the fan.
The people at the dog park are always so happy when I come with him because he's just going to take turns wearing every dog out.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, who's up first? Five laps. All right, you're dropped. Who's next? And then he'll just go for 45 minutes. I'm like, all right, we got to go, man.
Dude.
You got to get out of here.
That dog was flying around. Yeah,
he's built for it. What was the first one that Juwan had?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called Off the Cuff. You're not going to find Off the Cuff separately on the Odyssey app or anything like that. It's just posted where the Andy and Randy podcast is posted. So wherever you're finding the segments and the interviews and the hours and all that kind of stuff, the Off the Cuff podcast is there as well. Follow the show and subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, and the Off the Cuff podcast will be delivered to your podcast inbox at 2 o'clock. We publish the podcast every day at 2 o'clock. Yeah, there we go. Craig is in McDonough. What's up, Craig?
Good afternoon, fellas. Hope you're having a good afternoon. We were talking about Randy's Shakehouse earlier. We got the menu. I figured we needed a sponsor. What about Randy's Shakehouse presented by Busch Light?
Damn right.
Damn right.
I mean, if you can, and I want one of the flashing lights too.
Yeah, the old neon ones.
The old neon flashing light that you can see from like the highway.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, girl, and a billboard. And it's going to say, girls, pork.
Randy's Shakehouse. We got Busch.
Yeah, I mean, there it is right there, dog. Can you just, like,
B-U-S-C-H.
Because there's nothing funny, okay. And that's what, whenever, like, especially, like, living down there, where I'm down there, Folk Valley, because, you know, 75, 85 down there, that's where all the truckers go, and the billboards be so funny with the girls,
sex shops?
Yes. Full adult, like, shop.
What are those, like, why are those so popular amongst, like, the truck routes? Like, what are you going into the sex store for?
I don't know, dog. But I'm just
always wondered.
That
long days alone? You can't put two and two together? Come on.
But like, we got the internet.
And the sign always says, we bear all.
There was a place in Seattle when I was growing up. I don't remember what it was called. It might have been called Rick's or something like that.
Yep.
And on the side of
Rick's Tavern.
It was a strip club. And on the side, it said Rick's. Hundreds of beautiful girls and three ugly ones.
I've been in that. Is that the one I went to?
It might have been Rick's also. Okay. That one was up on Lake City Way.
Yeah.
It's the worst strip club in the world.
All I know is that I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, no alcohol.
No alcohol. And they
no
had
lap dances.
Folding tables and chairs.
Yes.
That's how raggedy strip club in damn Seattle.
Just couldn't be worse.
Awful.
Couldn't be worse.
Awful.
And I think you couldn't even, it may still be true. It's like, tops only,
dude. When you go into
no
a strip
dances,
club,
no
and
alcohol.
When you go in that shake and
what's
you got and you got that paper with you and you want to actually spend it and you can't,
like we got people like we are actively seeking to spend money.
We're
right
trying
now,
to, we came
and you're
here,
not going to let them.
We came in here, we're trying to get it on, and the old girl was like, "So what do you got?" I said, "We're trying to go get all of them and bring them over here. We finna get it on up in this thing." And then she was over there like, we were looking like, "Hold on, this y'all best selection?"
Those must have been the ugly ones.
Oh, yeah. Those three ugly ones.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day.
Oh, Boone wears out all the dogs at the dog park. Mm-hmm. Take that how you want to.
Yeah. Kind of what I was going to say about Randy at the old folks' home. When Randy's at the old folks' home, they're going to call him the hip cracker.
Yeah,
dog. These 2025 Braves need more trickle, and they're also defying logic. They're in this hole because they can't score.
Oh, pretty good.
There you go.
Pretty good.
I was told we need more than a little trickle. We need a strong flow.
Yes. Yes. Get yourself together.
All right. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.